Hello everybody, it's Adam Roxby here from Harwich Peninsula, Friends of the Earth, and I'm broadcasting another news blast from the hangings. So for this episode of News Blast, I wanted to go through a couple of things, including the energy campaign and the campaign to make the hangings a more beautiful space for the residents of Harwich. So I am here at the supermarket end of the hangings, ironically just walking past a litter bin in this beautiful spot where the sun is shining and the birds are out singing. It seems inconceivable really how people can dump their rubbish in this area. But for those of you who know the hangings, or for those of you who don't, we're walking now along a pathway, and to the right of me is a stream that follows the path. It's more of a sort of stagnant water, but as I've said in previous messages, this holds a lot of wildlife, and there's a lot of animals and insects which depend upon this habitat. But yet we have bottles and cans, and even an old petrol can has been dumped here. So really it's a very depressing thing to see in such a gorgeous area. But there are plans underway to get this area and many other areas in Harwich free of waste. And we are planning a couple of litter picking events they are quite far in development. And really, we are going to be getting together with other members of the local group, residents, and some more helpers as well to try and turn this area into a really beautiful place. And of course, all of the waste that we pick up will be separated and recycled where possible. So, with the good news about the future of the hangings and how we plan to make it look even better by getting a litter picking event organised very soon, we have to turn to the not so positive news of the energy campaign. Now, in the last message I sent you, I got the date wrong of the energy vote. I'd meant to say that the vote was taking place on the 4th of June. So the energy vote, which, just to remind you, is a crucial vote, was a crucial vote, to get an amendment into the energy bill where we'd have a decarbonisation of our energy by 2030. Seems very self-explanatory. Seems very sensible, I'd say, but unfortunately we lost the vote, and when it was put to the House of Commons, we only were 17 MPs shy of getting it through, so we were tantalisingly close, and indeed it was one of the closest votes of this Parliament. So while it is obviously frustrating that we didn't get the required amount of MPs on our side, we can take heart from the fact that throughout the course of this campaign we have built up alliances with businesses who were looking to this amendment to shore up the future of our renewable energy industry, to secure investment in our renewable energy industry and provide an economic advantage to this country. We built up alliances with other green groups who are obviously campaigning on the environmental argument for decarbonisation, and also with social justice organisations who could see that by abandoning renewable energy and continuing along the course of fossil fuels, we were endangering our future. We were putting citizens at risk, by not only through climate change but through the reckless activities of trying to acquire new fossil fuels, and also this deprivation that it would cause by increasing our household fuel bills if we continued along the fossil fuel path, much to the contrary of people who detract from renewable energy. As I said previously, the money that goes to fossil fuels far exceeds that goes to renewable, and study after study has shown that by pursuing renewable energy would actually in the future lower our energy bills. And I was disappointed but not entirely surprised to see that our MP here in Harwich, Mr. Bernard Jenkin MP, didn't vote for the amendment, despite the wishes of hundreds of his own constituents. So the energy campaign, while stumbling at this point, has not failed, and we have a very good basis of which to go forward with it. So now the energy campaign moves to the House of Lords, where it will be discussed again. And given the close call in the House of Commons, we are feeling increasingly more confident in the future of the campaign. And also on a local level, we're not done with expressing our dissatisfaction to Bernard Jenkin, and we have plans for how we are going to continue the campaign at a local level. So, moving on. So yes, next up in this news blast is the official Friends of the Earth podcast. The Friends of the Earth podcast is a podcast I host along with another local group member from South East Essex Friends of the Earth, Dennis Walker. And this podcast is now in its second episode, and you can get hold of that over at foe.co.uk/fopod. That's FOEPOD. It's in its second episode at the moment, and it's been publicised on a sort of low-key element at the moment while we're still experimenting with it and getting the format right. And I have to say, I had a very productive meeting today with some of the people at National Friends of the Earth in London to talk about how we could make the process of making it easier and more efficient. And from that meeting, we now have a clear strategy going ahead of content, and we've got some brilliant content for you coming up. And now we're going to the next stage, where we're going to start advertising it more widely and also looking for new content from our listeners, which is why I am talking to you today. We are looking for people with ideas of segments they would like to have on the show or content that they may like to submit. And even in the future, we are possibly looking for some more co-hosts to come in and take over a show and to have the co-hosting chair for an episode. We will provide obviously instructions and equipment on how to do that as and when. So just keep an eye on the website for that. Or you can follow FOPOD on Twitter. And to finish off this episode of News Blast, well, we're very excited to be able to say that we've got a new volunteer to help us out with our website. Our website has been the focal point of many of our campaigns and a conduit really for getting people active. We've made some minor updates, but in the near future, with this new member on board, we are going to be really taking things beyond what we've been doing previously. We've been gaining a lot of media coverage, especially around the energy campaign and our B campaign, and we really want to display that more prominently and give local residents more of an insight into what it is that their local Friends of the Earth group are doing. And also we want to use it as a repository and as a base for the many media outlets that we have. Obviously, you know that we have our regular audio blog from Audio Boo, but we're also uploading now more YouTube videos of the actions that the group takes place in. And just to remind you that the last couple of videos have been of a bee advert, where we are trying to get people to think more about the bee when they go shopping, and also of our wildflower planting on the St. Helens Green. But also with the website, we hope to make it more of a hub for the local community, and this may include better integration with our social media sites such as Twitter, where we are at Havich FOE, and also on Facebook, but perhaps also a forum. So if you have any suggestions on how we can improve the website, or if indeed you have any skills or time that you wish to donate to the group, then please do let us know, either by responding to this message or by contacting us via the website, or you could send us a message via Twitter, where we are at Harwich FOE. So that's it for this episode of News Blast. My name's Adam Roxby, and I look forward to speaking to you again, as always, very soon. Thank you.